I want to thank God for the privilege, for the honor to be bringing us the Word of God today. And on this occasion of National Youth Service, I want to thank God for the leadership of God in this place. I know when God is leading us, He's leading us through men. Praise God. In church, the leadership of God, God committed to men, especially faithful people. And I want to appreciate God for how He has been helping us, how He has been feeding us from God's people. I want to appreciate Him for all this privilege. Maybe I've not been able to say thank you for the leadership, for directing us in the way of the Lord. I think I have that privilege today to say thank you, sirs and masters. Thank you for leading us. Thank you for yielding to the instructions of the Spirit. It's a privilege to be in this household of faith. I want to appreciate my youth pastor, Pastor Ayoadio, for giving me this privilege, and the entire pastoral team. I want to appreciate Reverend Oyero and our DGO, Reverend Olufemi Oyelade. Thank you very much for trusting us, for believing in us, for equipping us, for laboring in the word, particularly and in prayer, to ensure that we are established in the way of the Lord. Hallelujah. Today I'm going to be speaking on the word caution. Caution. Part of the reason I'm using this is because I'm preventing myself from the global pandemic that is called coronavirus. So I'm taking caution over the pandemic. So we are doing a lot of things. We are sanitizing our hands. We are doing all sorts of things to ensure that we are the evil that has claimed the life of many does not reach us. We take caution because we want to live. In engineering, they will take time to teach you safety before you can operate in an industrial environment. They teach you how to operate in an industrial environment such that while working, you will not lose your life. Because your life is important than the work. Your survival, your living is important than the work. So we're going to be reading God's word today together. The book of Psalm 19 verse 7. Just turn your Bible with me to the book of Psalm 19 verse 7. I read from verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More so to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned. By them is thy servant warned. And in keeping them, there is a great reward. Praise the Lord. In keeping them, there is a great reward. You see, warning, especially in that verse 11, he said, moreover, by them is thy servant warned. Personally, I love to see my realities in Christ. I love to know that I am the righteousness of Christ, and I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That is my reality. I love to know that I am justified by grace. I am justified. I am justified by grace. That is my reality in Christ. But also, contained in the scriptures is our caution in Christ. So I take caution because I know that there are errors. To avoid error due to ignorance or neglect, I take caution from God's word. There are people that has entered a lot of people has entered error as a result of their ignorance, as a result of their negligence. They have entered error. Some of them are still managing to live with their error, something they could have avoided by taking caution in God's word. Something they could have yielded themselves to the instructions of the Spirit. So caution is necessary When you read through the pages of the scriptures, read the instructions of the Spirit alone. Don't just be excited with the promises of God. Read the instructions of the Spirit. Otherwise, same journey is not guaranteed. You see, as a good driver, I don't drive, but as I've followed good driver before, I've followed their leadership, I notice that one of those things they are conscious about. They are conscious about road signs. They are also conscious of their brake. Imagine a car designed without brake. Everybody going in that car, they will land in accident. Praise God. But the truth is, God loves us. He wants us to be safe. He wants us to be healthy spiritually. He wants us to be healthy mentally. He wants us to be healthy in every area of our lives. So He gives guide. He instructs us along the way, along the journey, if we care to see it in the Word of God. Hallelujah. So I'm going to share with us some warnings that God gives us. Some warnings. Number one, in Colossians chapter 2, verse 8, let's read you. Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Beware, that is caution, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and feigned deceits, after the tradition of men and after the rudiment of this world, and not after Christ. The word beware is something I learned to, when I was learning to read, it took me time to read book. But when I was learning to read, I started reading it by, beware of 419. This house is not for sale, beware of 419. I learned to read that, but it occurred to me, the meaning occurred to me more in the year 2017. I was in a place, I saw the inscription, beware of dog, but I was not careful. Until I had my first, until the dog bite me. Actually, the pain was too much to the point that I have to be leaping around. I understand that caution is what you look out for while you journey in life. You don't just enter every territory. You don't just go into everything. You look at signals. What am I supposed to do? What am I not to do? What am I not supposed to do? You check those signals, because those are spiritual instructions for your safety. Hallelujah. Those are spiritual instructions for our safety. Okay. The Bible says, beware lest any man spoil you. That is our vulnerability. You have tendency to be spoiled by philosophy of men. We all have tendency to be. A lot of things is happening in the media, but our safety is in the Word. A lot of things is happening, heresies all around. Our safety is in the consistency with the Word. Some people have followed philosophy of men on their marriage. They have followed it and they have entered error. They have learned to live with it. God is merciful, God is gracious. He's going to give you grace. He's going to redirect you in His path. But yet, we must learn to live in obedience to spiritual instructions as we journey in life. So He said, beware lest a man spoil you. They want to pattern you after the image of this world and not after Christ. The only pattern that you must go for, the only instruction that you must live by, is the instructions of the Spirit that is patterning us after Christ in this world. So we are to caution ourselves as we journey in life, as we make progress, as we do our activities. We look out for those things on the social media, on the internet, even among the brethren, that spoils us after the tradition of men and not after Christ. I got to know that there is something called eardrum, when you put in an industrial environment, you put it there to prevent yourself of noise, to avoid some noise in your life. Is there as a caution so that it will not destroy your hearing ability. You must be careful, and we all must be careful with what we hear. I think for the very first time I learned this, this was taught by Professor Motade. Take heed to what you hear and how you hear. You must be conscious of what you hear, because there is something that will hinder you from moving, yielding to the instructions of God, because it will affect your hearing ability to hear God accurately, because you have been spoiled with the fables of men. You've been patterned after the tradition of this world and not after Christ. So if God is raising his promptings and is leading you into a particular direction, it will be very difficult for you to yield in that direction, because you've been spoiled. He said, beware lest you be spoiled after the tradition of men and not after Christ. The psalmist says in Psalm 1 verse 1, he said, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor seated in the seat of sinners. You must be conscious. We all must be conscious of the counsel that we yield ourselves to, because they affect our hearing ability. They affect our decision making. They affect us. But there is a sure word of prophecy. The word cannot lead us astray. It's not possible. So another thing we should caution ourselves against is action in the flesh. Number two, actions and reactions in the flesh. Action and reaction in the flesh. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, we saw the example of Israelites. How that the Bible says all these things happen to them for your examples. The Bible says they drink of the same spiritual drink, they eat of the same spiritual meat, they ate of the same manna, they were baptized unto in the cloud and in the sea. They saw all these experiences, but yet they were destroyed by destroyers, because they were overthrown in the wilderness. They were destroyed by the destroyer because they were overthrown. What does it mean to be overthrown? They were overtaken by sin. They were overthrown by self. Now, towards the dealings of God in our lives, towards the leadership of God in our lives, we can only respond in two ways. Number one, the flesh or the spirit. You can respond in the flesh, you can respond in the spirit. The Bible says, walk in the spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. There is a response we give towards the leadership of God that we need to caution ourselves. It destroys. It does not pay. Jesus said in John chapter 6, verse 61 to 63, he said, the flesh profited nothing. I think we should read that, please. John chapter 6, verse 61. John chapter 6 verse 61. Are we there? Okay. When Jesus 63, I jumped to verse 63. Jesus said, it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profited nothing. The word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The instructions of the spirit will give you life. But the instructions of this flesh will profit you nothing. Last, when you yield to that instruction, to the prompting in the flesh, because somebody suggests a business and you go into it without consulting God to know whether he wants you to really do it, you find out that last, it will not profit. You will run at lost. We will not suffer lost in Jesus' name. We will not suffer lost in Jesus' name. So we can respond towards the leadership of God. We can respond in the flesh We can respond in the flesh. And lastly, in the book of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 13, let us read Hebrews 12, 13. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 13. The Bible says, and make straight the path. Verse 12, let me start with verse 12. Wherefore lift up your hands which hang down and feeble knees, and make straight the path for your perfect for your feet, lest that which is lame be torn out of the way, and let it rather be healed. Sorry, I think it's verse 3. Verse 3 I'm looking for. Verse 3. Chapter 3, verse 12, rather. Chapter 3, verse 12. Take heed, brethren. That is a caution sign in the word of God. Take heed. You don't read past those phrases. Take heed, brethren, lest there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Lest there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Something happened to me in the year. I have a course to rededicate my life in the year 20 to Christ here in the year 2008. You know what happened? Everybody was seeing me as a fine brother. My friends and my associates were seeing me as someone that is good, that is nice. But there is a growing evil heart of unbelief in me in departing from the living God. I think I lost a partner in ministry 2 days to his wedding. And I felt that, oh, if God can allow this person to die, maybe he will kill me also one day. So I decided to start playing safe. I was having growing evil heart of unbelief. And some activities of the flesh were growing along with me. Some things were growing along with me. Because I've allowed the evil heart. It was God that saved me. It was God that saved me. What have you lost? What has reduced your fervency? What has reduced your passion for God? What have you lost? Bible says, take it. Lest there be evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. We have to stay on track, come what may. Don't you know that the Bible says, he is the resurrection and the life. Even if you lost anyone, is the resurrection and the life. Do you lost your job and you're angry with God and the people of God? The Bible says the heart is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Do you believe that and you are angry with every other person around you? Take it. Caution yourself with these things. Because by this his servants are warned. By the instructions of the Spirit, we were warned. We were cautioned. We are set on track. We can wander away. We are like sheep. We can wander away. But by taking heed to the instructions of God, we are set on track. We are set on track. Take heed, lest there be any evil out of unbelief in you in departing from the living God. Can we rise to our feet? Can we rise to our feet? Can we rise to our feet? What have you lost? What error is persistent in you? What is the error that is common in your life? Is it that you are ignoring the Lord's caution? Is it that you are ignoring the Lord's rebuke, the Lord's corrections? God is using men to lead you, but you are seeing that it's men. You are not seeing God. You are thinking that it is men leading you. What have you lost? What is not working in your life? What is not working in your life? Caution yourself with this word. Can we begin to speak to God that I'm back on track? I'm back on track. I can't follow other instructions. I can't follow fables.
I can't follow pattern that is not after Christ. I'm back on track. I'm back on track.
Don't be true with me yet, Lord. Break and mold me thoroughly. Fed my life with your fingerprint. As I live to you for life, fed my life, breathe on me. As I look to you for life, I fed my life, breathe on me. As I look to you for life, I fed my life, breathe on me. As I look to you for life, I fed my life, breathe on me. As I look to you for life, I fed my life, breathe on me. As I look to you for life, I fed.
Distractions. You have permitted so much distractions. And you're not focused in the will of God. You are not focused in the assignment of God. Distraction has overtaken you. In the name of Jesus, by the mercies of God, you are taken out of that distraction. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We talk to God and say, I will take caution continually from your word. I will yield to the instructions of the Spirit. I will yield to the leadership of God. Even through men, I will yield.
You lead me, and I will follow. You speak, I hear. You lead me, and I will follow. For the rest, and I hear you.
That resolution with me. I give no room for distractions. I follow the leadership of the Spirit. I take cautions and precautions from God's word. I follow the leadership of the Spirit. Oh, I do not live after the flesh. I live after the Spirit. I do not live after the flesh escorts. I live after the Spirit. I don't take decisions on my own. I don't move when you have not been instructed. My movement, my actions will be in synchrony with the Spirit. Oh, help my heart. Help my heart. Help my heart. Help my heart. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the revelation of your word. Thank you, Father, for loving us. Thank you, Father, for cautioning us. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to yield, for helping us to see a way that we have missed so that we can walk in that path again. Thank you, Lord. We receive grace to follow you consistently. We receive grace to yield to the instructions of God, to take cautions and precautions from God's word, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, faithful Father. We worship and adore you. In Jesus' name, we pray.